for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
Hello, my name is John Wellington. Welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, God loves you and he has a wonderful destiny for you to fulfill. He wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and that you'd perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, what I always like to start off with, what is God's nature like? What does God think of you? We see this from the scripture, John 3:16. I've read it before, but it's a different interpretation this time. It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, having no sins of his own, Jesus volunteered to take our sins as if they were his. He died on the cross so he could remove those sins from us and take them into death. That left us, it's me and you, legally free from sin and washed pure with the blood of Jesus Christ, so that we could enter the presence of God in perfect holiness. Loved ones, through Jesus, the claims of justice which are against you, against your soul, are all met. The redemption of your soul was costly. At the cross of Calvary, mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Understanding the lengths that God went in order to reconcile you to himself. It's amazing. At the cross of Calvary, justice and mercy, grace, truth, righteousness and peace flowed simultaneously from the love of God. Friends, no matter what you have done, no matter how far you have fallen, no matter what you have heard your enemy whisper in your ear, God's love never quits. He loves you, he always has, and he always will. Why? Because his heart is kind. And friends, God wants you more than he wants anything else. So friends, there's a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered here right now. But only you can make the choice. If you'd like to pray, just follow me along in this prayer. If you want to get your life right with God, it's a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered. Just follow me along in this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I make you my Lord and Savior. Friends, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. So get into a good Bible-based church. Give God first place in life. He will take you places that you've never dreamed. And now that you're born again, may you walk with the knowledge that you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, that Satan has no claim over your soul, that you are set apart, made holy, righteous, justified, cleansed, given the favor of God, because the Lord has chosen you as his very own. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. God is your Father, and everything is going to be well. Well, friends, the message today, embrace your season. We go to Ecclesiastes 3:1. It says, for everything there is a season, a time for every activity under the sun. What it's saying is that God has ordained seasons and cycles in our lives. Sometimes when our dreams aren't coming to pass on our own timetable, we can get tempted to be frustrated. But we have to be careful not to allow our attitude to keep us from moving forward. Understand that in God's kingdom, every season is not a harvest. There is a plowing seasons, planting seasons, and watering seasons. Sure, we would love to every season to be a time of increase, but without the other seasons, we wouldn't be prepared. It's during the plowing season that God brings issues to light that you need to deal with. Ecclesiastes 8:6 says, and there is a proper time and a procedure for every matter. See, friends, he's getting us prepared. He's getting you prepared for promotion. If you're not making as much progress as you would like, the key is not to lose any ground. Don't go backwards. Hold your position by keeping an attitude of faith and expectancy, even when it's hard. Keep plowing, speaking the word of daily. As you do, you'll pass the test, and God's promises in due season is coming. Thank him for his faithfulness in all seasons of your life. Trust that your time is coming. Choose to remain faithful. Submit your ways to him today and trust that he has the best plan for your life. And praise the Lord today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this part of the program, I will be praying for the second hurting shortly. Listen to what the word of the Lord says in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Friends, the Holy Ghost can heal the most wounded, restore the most broken, rehabilitate the fallen. And he has, in Luke 4:18, it says, and he has called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted. There is anointing to heal the brokenhearted. Luke 4:32 and 33 says, and they were amazed at his teaching because his message was with authority. And a man having an unclean spirit was in the synagogue. Man having an unclean demon in the synagogue cried out with a loud voice, aha, meaning, what does this have to do with you and me? Jesus of Nazareth, did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Then Jesus commanded it, the demon, saying, you must be quiet and you must immediately come out of him. Immediately come out from him. Then the demon threw the man down in the middle of them, and it came out, and did not hurt him at all. And there was amazement upon them all, and they were discussing with one another, saying, what is this talk, that he orders the unclean spirits with authority and power, and they come out? And the report concerning him was going out into every place in the region. See, friends, what he's saying is, we see in these scriptures that the demons knew who Jesus is. He knew who he was. The anointing of the Holy Spirit was upon him. It created fear in the hearts of demonic spirits. They were subject to that anointing, the anointing that was on Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the power of God. Then Jesus commanded. Commanding means cast out or drive out by force. This is not a polite request. Jesus never used a polite request to cast them out. When this demon was cast out, it goes on to say, and it did not hurt him at all. We see in John 14:12, Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the work that I do, he will do also, and greater works than this he will do, because I go to my Father. And friends, Jesus gave the church the Great Commission. We see this in Mark 16:15, to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Then he said to them, you must now preach the good news to the whole world, to all creation. That's what's happening today. Luke 9:1-6, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent him to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Luke 10:19, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And he commanded them and healed the sick who were there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. We see in Luke 17:21, Jesus said, for the kingdom of God is within you. These scriptures clearly state that the kingdom of God is within me. It's within the, if you're born again, you're in, or the church, the kingdom of God is within you. Jesus commissioned his disciples, and I'm one of them, to preach the good news of the kingdom. And that's been done today. He also commissioned me to heal the sick and cast out demons of sickness. Not once did Jesus ever place any condition on who was to be healed and who was not to be healed. The healing message and the healing ministry is still valid today. And Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following, with creative miracles following. And friends, believe you have received and you will have it. So lay your hands on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, I rebuke and I cast out every form of infirmity. I cast out and rebuke every form of disease. I cast out every cancer. You are cursed at the root. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place. Be healed and made whole. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command every life that is in torment and stressed, be healed and made whole. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated, and the peace of God now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. And let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. If you're born again, then you can impart. You have the kingdom of God within you. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Most important, you know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe you have received and you will have it. And we know that some healings, I wish all healings were instant. Some of them are. That some healings take seconds, minutes, hours and days. But the promise is from Mark 16, you shall get well or you shall recover. It's a promise from the word of God. And act your faith, try moving. You find that the pains may have started to subside. Sometimes the pains are still there. I've known that the pains are still there sometimes, but they do start to subside. Look for the improvements, friends. Look for the improvement. And test the area. Test the areas and see if there's an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Most important. Do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible states, fear not. See, fear always distorts the truth. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive as God has forgiven us. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Listen to good Christian music. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. My final prayer for you is this. And now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace, or give you his shalom. May you walk in the joy of your salvation. May every sickness and disease be conquered and destroyed in your body. May you recognize that your enemies have already been defeated before you, and that God has already prepared the way that you considered impossible. For nothing is impossible to the God that you serve. Your tomorrows are going to be your best days, because God is your Father, and no good thing will he withhold from those who diligently seek him. And give the Lord a shout of praise. Shalom. Amen.
cares and burdens onto you.